You and I talked at the beginning of the year, and you were very hopeful to have a great season. And by gosh, you are having a good season. 14-5 at this juncture, Coach. Does that record, did you think at about after 19 or so games, you would have 14 wins? Or is that a little surprise to you?
Rich, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, I was hopeful that here in the second year we would take a significant jump. And, you know, I really liked our group coming into the season. And, you know, honestly, I think we're probably a couple games, you know, better than maybe what our projections were entering the season. And that's just a complete credit to the players on the team and, you know, their buy-in and how hard they play. You know, that's one thing every game, home or road, that's been a constant in some of the comments I've heard about our team is just, you know, how hard each one of them plays and how together they are. And that's what we want here at Sandberg. You know, we want that kind of atmosphere, and the girls sure are doing well with that up until this point.
You're averaging 77 points per game. I mean, your offense has been clicking this year for the most part, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think we got about seven players averaging six or more points a game. And I think if you have that kind of balance, you know, we've got a couple players, you know, Ellie Bentley, our sophomore point guard at 18 a game. And then we've got a freshman forward, Brooke Pieper, at 13. And, you know, so, you know, our players, you know, our team knows that, you know, those who are usually our go-to type of kids, you know. But after that, you know, if we got four other players that can put up some points, and we've had a lot of games with a different leading scorer. And that's exciting, and it kind of makes it difficult as a defense to key on, you know, Ellie and Brooke, knowing that you know, we've got some other players that can step up at key moments. You know, another kid for us, Kelsey Shelton, she's a sophomore from nearby Monmouth, Illinois. She is just, I mean, she just fills the stat sheet. I mean, steals, assists. Her scoring's gone up as the season's went along. So, you know, multiple players stepping up. And, you know, we're playing with a really, really good pace. And we've also been better defensively. And I think that defense has kind of led to some offense as well.
How about Gabby Vance, Oberlin High School grad in her first year down over there at Sandberg? How's she doing?
Gabby's doing very well. Very pleased with Gabby. She's coming off her best game of the season to date. That was on Thursday against Kishwaukee. Led us in scoring in that game. It was another game where we had a lot of balance. But you know, Gabby, you know, comes off the bench for us. But you know, we don't really say, you know, second wave or second string, second unit. We just call our bench unit, we just call them the reinforcements. So she comes in, she's playing a lot of minutes for us. She's also a key defender for us as well. I mean, when she comes into the game, she's looking to match up against the other teams, you know, maybe top perimeter player. Also, she can guard bigger. So if they've got a forward that puts up a lot of points, Gabby takes on that challenge. So we know she's going to provide instant energy, enthusiasm, and effort when she sets foot on the floor. And I think she's getting better and better for us.
9-1 at home this year. So you're protecting your home court, aren't you?
Protecting the home court. You know, the one loss was to John Wood at home. It was a triple overtime thriller. I mean, just a classic. Both teams were making all kinds of plays throughout the game. It was a ton of fun. And, you know, one of those games where it was unfortunate that a team had to fall short, you know, because both teams were playing so well and high level basketball. But you know, outside of that, we've done a good job protecting home court. We've got some big ones coming up. You know, we are off until this Thursday, so gives us a few days to get in the practice gym and to get better. And you know, starting this Thursday, you know, kind of similar to a lot of high schools, like, you know, and other colleges with all the winter weather we've had, you know, starting Thursday, games are going to be coming fast and furious. So, you know, we've got to find a way to get better here the next couple of days, and hopefully we can continue to protect that home court.
What's been your biggest win? I mean, against ranked teams, any against ranked teams? What the 14 wins has been your biggest one this year?
you know, I think the biggest one so far would have to be our road win at Blackhawk. Blackhawk has, you know, they've been the standard in the Arrowhead Conference. So, you know, we take part in the Arrowhead Conference, and then we're also in the Region 4. And Blackhawk, like I said, they've been really, really good, very well coached. And to go up there and get a road win on January 11th, that was a really big one for us. So I would put that one up there as a really high level win for us. You know, College of Lake County was another good one there. Region 14 is doing really well. They gave us our first loss of the season, and they came down in early December for a rematch game. And Coach Moore's doing a good job up there. And so I would say those two so far would be the big ones. And you know, we're 3-0 in the Arrowhead, so a win over Kish and Highland, that's not bad either.
And I see where you mentioned a home game coming up this next Thursday. Four out of the next five then are on the road, aren't they?
Yeah, on the road. So that, you know, that's definitely going to be a challenge. You know, our schedule's usually kind of been, you know, alternating, you know, home, road, road, home type of deal. So to have four consecutive road games, that's definitely going to be a challenge for us. And three of those will be Region 4 games or the combination of Region 4 Arrowhead. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to be ready, especially, I believe it's the January 30th, February 1st, road game at Highland, road game at Sauk Valley. Both of those teams playing very well. So, you know, we're going to have to continue to, you know, work every day, continue to progress to hopefully keep this thing going.
And I think I counted, 11 games, I think, left in the regular season. That region tournament's going to be here before you know it.
It is. It's amazing, you know, you get into the season and, you know, you're preparing for practices, preparing for each game, and you know, the next thing you know, you look up and it's like, wow, we're already at this point of the season. It's just amazing. I mean, we're at about a month left of the regular season, and then it'll be Region 4 tournament time, and you know, a lot of quality teams in our region, and you know, it's always going to be a tough tournament. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to play well. You know, a couple areas for us that have been key for us. You know, we're rebounding the ball very well. We're like 16th in the country in overall rebounding, so I think that's really helped us. And then another stat, steals. We're getting about 14 steals a game. So, you know, you get offensive rebounds, you force some turnovers, get you some extra possessions to score. So, you know, if we can continue to do that, hopefully we'll put ourselves in good shape.
Now, where will you have to go for your region tournament now?
So the region tournament, our region is so big. Region 4 is so big, it splits into two tournaments. So it'll be like District A, District B. If you're a top four seed in one of those tournaments, you get to host the first round game. So that'll be key. If we can get a top four seed, we can get another home game for the first round. Then it moves to Rock Valley College for the semifinals and finals.
So, and as far as your conference here, you said you're 3-0 right now. You have a chance to, you feel like, win that thing at the end here.
Yeah. You know, we feel like we got a chance. You know, Sauk Valley's a much improved team. Blackhawk's definitely not going to be going anywhere. Highland, you know, another quality team. So, you know, we haven't played Sauk Valley yet. That was a game that had to get moved due to weather. So we've got them twice. But, you know, we got some rematches with Highland and Blackhawk coming up. We feel like we got a shot. And, you know, what's exciting about our season is you know, our sophomores, right? When I got here last year for my first year, you know, we talked about, you know, let's leave the program better than where we found it. And, you know, we've got a shot to have the best team that Sandberg's had in women's basketball in at least 12 years this season. So we've kind of set that as a goal. And, you know, we haven't won the Arrowhead since 2017. So, you know, just to have a realistic shot at that's very exciting. You know, who knows if we're going to get it, but it's always good to have something to strive for.
And finally, you're always looking for next year's team already. You're searching and looking for players. How many will we have to replace going in for next year's team then?
Yeah, you know, we've got some really good sophomores that we're going to have to replace. There's no doubt about it. So we're looking at you know, five sophomores we're going to have to replace. It's going to be a big recruiting class, probably seven or eight players. We've got two commitments so far. We've got a Galesburg High starting forward that's going to be a Charger next year, and then we've got another forward from Louisiana that's going to be coming up. So we're excited about that. You know, getting two commitments early is always good, and we've definitely been on the road. We've been, you know, on the phone, emailing, you know, looking for those future Chargers. So our sophomores, definitely, you know, set the foundation and continue to build what we're looking for here. So, you know, we've got a little bit more season left for them, and I know they'll do all they can to keep this thing going. But yeah, we'll definitely need we'll definitely need some impact players, and we're going to be returning a good freshman core group also. You know, we've got about five, six freshmen coming back that you know, they'll be ready to go as well.